The Rise Guys Morning Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, I'm Paige, and I have a question to ask you. You feeling a little tired lately? A little run down?
Tired of it.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Of it?
Yes. The hustle and bustle, is that what you're talking about?
No, sir. Not at all. Oh, what talking about what, the way you feel.
Oh, well, that's what I mean. Like, just tired. Tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it could be your diet or what you're doing every day, because your daily coffee habit might actually be making you more tired, believe it or not.
I don't see how some people can do it all day. Like, I got a cold brew and then, you know, I got a macchiato.
I don't understand that, because one day I drank 3 large cups of coffee here.
God.
And then I went home.
It's called a grande.
Yes, or a venti.
Do you not feel jacked up?
I went home, and that's where I said down. I was watching that wrestling thing, and I fell asleep and slept till 8 o'clock.
She watched Arm Claw.
I don't know. And stuff like that, if your body is tired, it will go to sleep regardless. I'll tell you a funny story. It's not funny. It involves drugs. I did Adderall one time. And I went right to sleep on this stuff. It did really? The complete opposite.
That's what it is to me, because I'm hyperactive.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you don't need it, it does the opposite.
You got to speedball it with some Ritalin.
Well, I don't know any teens.
Like, is Ritalin still a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, hey, teen, come here. Well, that'd be weird. But I was going to say, hey, man, you want some Viagra? Trade you some Viagra for some Adderall.
What would happen if I took Viagra?
Your nipples would get hard.
I think they would. If I took the Viagra and you took the Adderall, that might be a nice combination, actually.
I'd be passed out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that would do to a woman. Would it increase your sex drive, or is that only... Let me ask the computer.
Yeah, I don't think it works on them. That's what I'm going to say.
Was it with you guys or someone else that I work with?
Never taken one with you.
Who dared me to take the amorous vitamins that guys took, and I had no effect whatsoever. Like, I didn't feel like in the mood at all. So I guess not. No.
In women, it will lead to heightened sensitivity. All right, I don't know if I can read this, man. This is on the FDA's website, so I can read it, correct?
Yeah.
It's a Gov website.
I mean, it's clinical, right? So
Viagra is known to increase blood flow to the genitals. In women, this can lead to heightened sensitivity, improved clitoral engorgement, and increased vaginal lubrication.
Ooh. Goody, goody.
The boss just blew his top a bit.
So why don't they prescribe that to women?
I don't know, but that's like, I mean, that sounds fun.
Well, I don't know if I want to hang around for the engorgement.
No. That's true. Like, how engorged are we talking about?
Because you don't...
Is it like a drawbridge?
I know, but see, women already, we could have as many, you know, we can...
Yeah, I get you, Paige. That ain't a bean, that's an ear of corn.
That's not a good thing. Never mind.
You can have as many as you want, but ironically, you never have them, right? Isn't that the story?
Have as many what?
You can have as many, you know... Let's call it trips around the sun as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you rarely have them because it's the
He's
guys.
Talking about
because the guys don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
That's basically, myth, that's right? When you have to go, yeah, right
yeah,
there, right
you
there.
You got to tell them
yeah,
how to do it.
That's the spot.
Yeah.
Look, it's not like trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube. You know, there ain't a whole lot of places you can.
You're right.
This is getting too personal.
Like, after 23 years, you know, talking about the engorgement of her clitoris is really driving me crazy. God, that's a word. I mean, the Lord, have mercy.
Oh, just thank you for that. I never knew that.
I didn't either, man.
You asked me if women ever spike someone's drink with some blue pills, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. I would never do that.
Yeah, because you never hear about men getting roofied. Because you don't have to roofie them.
No, you really don't. You just have to bend over. Pick something up.
It's weird,
No,
man.
But men have been roofied because...
Oh, sure, yes.
Yeah. Because when you're roofied, you pass out. You're not in control of your body.
But I don't think male teachers are having sex with kids anymore. It seems to just be the female teachers only.
Boy, it sure does seem like it, don't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
scary.
Plus, I guess that's their way of getting equality, you know.
Me being is, you know, the weight that I am. I wonder how much roofie, like, would one roofie be enough?
God, would you have to take more than one Viagra?
Would they have to shoot me with a dart in the neck? God. And, like, transport me somewhere and roofie me that way?
I'm not transporting you anywhere. I
can airlift you like an elephant.
Yeah, it's like in a little protective little sling or whatever. Little sleeve.
Come on, don't give yourself. You're not that big.
No. But it would take a few people to get you down flight of stairs.
You took half the photo, though, with FTR. God, I didn't notice that.
Stop.
You did.
Somebody was like, you know, did you put a filter on that? No?
Yeah, I saw that.
That wide. Look at the picture of me and Orange Cassidy. Jimmy Sipperly.
Yeah. What, he's way bigger than him?
Yeah, way bigger.
See, that's when, like, Jade Cargill, when I see her on TV, she's, like, you know, monstrous. She's looking like Storm from Marvel. But then I'm standing beside her, and she's shorter than me.
She is.
Yeah, you don't realize how big you are until you're standing beside a normal sized person.
That freaking camera angle they use on wrestling.
Oh yeah, they shoot it up this way.
Yeah, yeah. She was in great shape, obviously, but, you know, I was kind of surprised. Thought she'd be a little bit bigger, but she's sleeker.
Dude, you want to see something crazy? Look at people like Mean Gene was a good one, but like anybody that does backstage interviewing, especially the women, they're so small. Like, so small, because they want the guys to look bigger than they actually are. Like, that one girl does hockey as well. Not number two. She covers the sport hockey. I can't remember her name. She's a backstage reporter for WWE. She is, like, 4'9".
You couldn't get, like, a Brianna Stewart or anybody like that to do it. Somebody's way too tall.
4'9"?
Oh, yeah.
She's small.
Yeah, she's pretty much a fidget.
So you couldn't have me because I'm too old.
Oh, that's cute. All right, so back to the story. Caffeine does give you energy at first. You get a boost, but it wears off, and it can make you feel a little bit tired. That's why 3 o'clock people like sugar. And so professional doctors say to make...
Professional doctors.
Well, I'm just saying this is somebody who knows what they're doing to talk about it, not me. It's not my opinion. They say your coffee habit, stick to less than 5 cups a day, limit the cream and sugar, and stop drinking caffeine 8 hours before bed, and maybe you can get some sleep.
Doesn't coffee also increase your defecations? Like, very much?
I think it makes it go faster.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to use the word again.
No. I get it once a month. That's it.
Uh-oh. You get re-engorged.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one. It sounds like a dinosaur.
So California, they have this idea that's kind of a crazy idea. They're exploring the idea of high-speed buses that can go 140 miles per hour.
Are they going to be driverless?
That's what I was thinking. That would be crazy to have that kind of speed out there. I don't know.
You know, man, that's just crazy.
That's not a good idea.
Like, I like the idea of wars being fought with drones and robots. Like, I kind of like that idea, except when the robots get hacked. I'm doing air quotes. They get hacked, and then they start attacking the citizens. That's when it's problematic,
which is very possible,
yeah,
by other countries,
or
that's scary.
A flag of falsities.
Well, that's kind of scary.
It's very scary.
Yeah,
the fact that, you know, they want to,
that's when your patriotism attack will be challenged, because if you say, well, you know what, I don't believe that, I don't think that happened, it is, oh, I thought you loved America.
Well,
I thought
you were a patriot. Proving a point is to attack hospitals and schools. That's not it. That's not proving a point. You're killing innocent people. So when, if the sport isn't fun enough to watch people, to watch little creatures, you know, robots, and then you're like, well, this isn't fun because people aren't dying.
Well, I mean, when you see our forces being blown up, that's fun. You like that?
No, I don't like anybody dying because I'm a military child.
So robots would be better to fight.
Absolutely, but what's the challenge when you're... What's the win there?
No dead people.
Right.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. See, he said it.
You got Alex all mad.
Yeah.
He's still thinking about you and Viagra and being engorged.
That's right. And guess what, Alex? Paige is an actor. So,
a crisis actor.
Have you ever acted in a crisis?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Might be a new movie.
I called 911.
Oh, somebody burning on the dance floor.
Her nephew calls her Aunt Tifa.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth.
That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue. The
Rise Guys. I will remind you that names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fucking. Scene number one. Playing the role of Diana Ball is Paige. Playing the role of Big Jim Ronnie is Fatboy.
Jim Ronnie.
Playing the role of Corey Intel is Mattman. And also playing the role of Sue King Peters is Mattman. And action.
We all got our tickets for the Meet the Candidates Gala. Representatives from both the Nancy Mays and Alan Wilson campaigns are expected to attend. USA flag emoji.
Now if Alan Wilson shows up, I hope he explains why gas is still higher than giraffe drawers.
Hey, Big Jim Ronnie, the Attorney General, he don't control the gas prices, you dumbass.
Oh, here we go. Coriental. The fact checker has arrived.
No, you literally blame the Attorney General for Chevron's prices.
And you blame Trump for the pollen season last year.
That was a joke, Big Jim Ronnie.
Well, it wasn't funny, Corey. My truck was yellow.
Hello, as someone originally from Brighton, England, I think American politics are absolutely fascinating. Everyone here appears angry all the time, yet none of your roads have reflective paint.
Well, who asked you, you big redcoat?
Well, I beg your pardon, but I pay taxes here, James.
You also call soccer football, so your opinion don't matter, Sue King Peters.
Please, stay on topic or I will turn comments off.
Roger that, Diana Ball. I just want to know why everybody's suddenly pretending they love Nancy Mace this whole time. Y'all was calling her a Renault 2 years ago.
I still do, Coriental.
Well, that's why you're voting for her, I guess?
Because Trump likes her now.
You know, that is literally cult behavior.
And your profile picture is you holding a fish with capri pants on.
Those are performance pants?
For what performance? River dance?
You know, Nancy Mace reminds me of every divorced woman at a wine bar trying to explain cryptocurrency.
Sue King Peters, please.
Okay, that was actually really funny.
I don't trust Alan Wilson or Nancy Mace. I want somebody with common sense.
Ha! Big Jim Ronnie, you microwaved a can of Wiener sausages one time.
That was one time, and it said heat and serve.
By the way, gang, who is Lindsey Graham, really? Exactly. He speaks like a man that's hiding a silk scarf collection.
Thank you.
L-M-F-A-O-O-O-O-O-O-O.
Y'all, please, do not start on Lindsey Graham.
I seen Lindsey on TV crossing his legs tighter than my meemaw at a Baptist casino night.
Lindsey Graham always sounded like he was about to recommend a nice sugar scrub. He generally appears one flute of Chardonnay away from hosting a daytime gardening program.
I ain't never trusted a man named Lindsey.
This is exactly why we can't have civil discussions.
Civil discussion ended when Jim called Fauci Dr. Lesbian for like 3 straight years.
Because you look just like one.
I am warning everybody.
You know, I still cannot understand why Americans put politicians on flags and shirts and hats and coolers and apparently enormous truck decals. Back home, if anyone put the prime minister on some swimming trunks, we'd assume they escaped a facility for the mentally ill.
Well, that's because y'all got a king.
Yes, and he doesn't sell commemorative steak knives or high-top sneakers.
You know what? You laugh now, but when Nancy Mace fixes this state, don't come crying.
Fixes what exactly?
Illegals, wokeness, low testosterone, and men wearing scarves.
You know, I would imagine that you have different sleeveless American flag hoodies for every day of the week.
That's patriotic athletic wear.
I hope to God. No, none of you are coming to the event.
Well, good luck. Jim already RSVP'd 2 tables. 4 kids, 2 adults, and a possible ferret.
Well, Coriental, he goes where I go.
Is the ferret voting for Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace?
Probably Nancy. He bites liberals.
No, Jim. He bites everybody. That's why Tractor Supply asked you not to bring him back in there.
That employee, by the way, was Antifa.
Comments are now limited.
You know, I need direction, by the way. Last one I went to in Anderson turned out to be an estate sale.
You, Gerard.
Hey, look, I got out, parked, started walking up there before I realized that. I was like, why would this dead lady have so many American flags?
Insane. It's Gerard.
My British accent turned like Australian halfway through that, which is kind of the same anyway. It's kind of the same.
A little bit.
All right, here we go. And scene number two. Playing the role of Jason Jennings is Fat Boy.
OG.
Playing the role of Daryl Blueberry is Matt Man. And playing the role of Alita Tass is Paige. And action.
Just witnessed a full-grown man barefoot in the Bucky's bathroom standing at the sink, washing both feet like he was detailing a pickup truck. Y'all, this country is in decline. Video attached.
Sharing this because Jason probably only recorded it because he likes dudes, men's videos, feet about their feet videos, smiling, laughing emojis.
Excuse me?
Ain't no way that you just happened to whip your phone out that fast unless you was already searching size 11 toe compilation vids.
I mean, honestly, Jason, the camera angle was very stable.
It was called holding still.
Brother zoomed in on the pinky toe like he was the damn Zapruder film.
I zoomed in because he had a toenail hanging off.
That's actually medically concerning.
You actually sounded kind of excited topping that.
I was disgusted, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's probably why you've watched this video 14 times. I mean, Facebook tells us that stuff now. Thank you.
That was me replying to comments.
I watched it twice, and I genuinely couldn't believe somebody had both feet in the sink simultaneously.
That's called efficiency, ain't it?
In a public sink, though?
Listen, buddy, people wash babies in them things too, all right?
Well, babies ain't got trucker feet, buddy.
The bigger issue is why his head looked powdered like a strawberry donut.
That word said heel. See? You zoomed in on it too, didn't you? I seen you.
Because Jason filmed it in 4K National Graphic quality.
Look, I didn't expect this to turn into me being the bad guy.
You violated dude's privacy, you know, while he was exfoliating his heels.
Exfoliating?
Honestly, washing feet in Bucky's is still cleaner than half of the things I've seen at a Waffle House.
Thank you for saying that.
I thought it was bussies, but I guess it's not. And no, it ain't.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. I once watched this toddler. He licked a syrup bottle at Spartanburg Waffle House, and ain't nobody even blinked about it. I was like, my God. What about the swab of tongue?
That's called immune system development.
This is why pandemics happen.
Exactly. Pandemics happen because you're probably recording strangers' feet instead of building your antibodies up.
Listen, I am not a footman.
That's exactly what a secret footman would say.
Oh, my God.
Jason definitely got a hidden folder called art support.
Daryl, you sell hammocks out of a storage unit.
Yeah, and guess what? Business is booming.
Can we focus on the hygiene issue? Because personally, I think feet are cleaner than hands half the time.
You are out of your mind, woman.
No, seriously. People touch gas pumps, buggies, vape pens, phones, bathroom doors.
Exactly. And feet just down there minding their business.
Okay, feet are literally walking around on ground all day long.
And your phone's got more bacteria than a raccoon's coffin.
What the hell is a raccoon coffin?
A Kia Soul.
LMFAO.
I'm just saying, there are standards in society.
This coming from a man who ate gas station tuna.
That was one time during a storm.
Jason, your truck smells like a wet baseball pants.
Because I work. That's why.
Dude, you work at a mattress warehouse.
Well, mattresses don't move themselves, Daryl.
Honestly, if the foot guy bought beaver nuggets first, I almost understand washing up before driving.
Why would beaver nuggets even matter?
Because them things leave dust on your fingers like you survived nuclear winter. Hmm.
I ate one bag, and my steering wheel looked breaded.
Y'all are missing the point.
No, you are missing the point. America's about freedom, okay?
Exactly. If a man wants to rinse his dogs besides the hand dryer at Bucky's, well, that's his constitutional right.
That is not in the Constitution.
It is implied.
No, it ain't.
Honestly, Jason, the whole thing feels personal. Did the foot guy reject you or something?
I did not hit on the foot man.
Well, nobody said you did.
Y'all are twisting this. I don't like it.
Then explain why you captioned the original video. Look at this beautiful idiot.
That was autocorrect.
Ain't no phone on earth autocorrecting the beautiful smiling laughing emojis.
You know what? I hate the both of y'all. Really?
Jason, be honest. How many bags of beaver nuggets did you buy before following that man into the bathroom?
Insane!
Old beaver nuggets, man.
They're pretty much corn pops, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
They are tasty.
Pretty much. Break it down! Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 15th of May. Happy birthday.
Or... suck it!
Hate you. Always supposed to suck it on Fridays.
No, I was waiting for you to suck it first. I was being nice.
Paige, always on Fridays. You gotta remember.
I remember. I'll write that down.
She's slipping.
Sopranos.
It is Sopranos. Let's see if you can get it in three guesses.
Uh-oh.
Dre DiMatteo recently had one. So did the youngest son, or the son. I can't remember his
AJ.
Name. Yeah.
Robert Eiler. He did. Happy birthday.
Is it,
Bob Eiler.
God, I can't even remember the name now. It wasn't Uncle Pussy. It was Big Pussy. Uncle Junior Uncle.
No, he had one recently too, not him. It is Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Oh, yes.
She played Meadow Soprano.
Meta. Yeah.
Uncle.
Matthew, is she the one to make you Meta glasses I've seen on commercials?
You got Big Pussy and Uncle Junior mixed up.
Yeah. That's my Uncle P. He converted. Oh. God, she's got, let's say, 46? No, she's not that old.
She's got something. I can't remember what it is.
43.
44.
She's 45 years old today. Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Yeah, I think she does have, I want to say it was MS or something like that.
I think that's what I heard, too. And if it's not, I apologize.
Yes, I apologize to those that do have Major League Soccer.
But there could be worse things you could have. We'll play this back-to-back for a couple of footballers who birthday the same day. First one.
Paige is messing with AI again over here. Look at her.
Sorry.
So she can't stop.
It's National Pizza Day, so she... Oh, my God. Oh. It turns you into a bear.
It's like she's...
Sorry.
She won't stop with the thing. Miami. That's where he played college. Who he played college for? Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, God. Defensive player.
Number 51. No, he wasn't 51.
No,
I don't think.
You're thinking of
52, I think.
Sam Mills. God, I don't want the initials. I see him.
You see him doing his dance?
Yes. Give me the initials, though.
RL. Had that murder trial back in the Super Bowl back in the day.
Oh, you know, I see him. I see his face. RL. Don't tell me, please. I want to.
You'll get it.
I see it. Ray Lewis.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. By the way, MS for Jamie Lynn Sigler.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She found out at the age of 20. Jeez. So she's had it for 25 years. Crazy.
Terrible.
50. Mm-hmm.
53. Ray Lewis is 51 years old.
Real close.
Damn.
We'll keep it going for this Florida Gator, who was also a Dallas Cowboy. And his brother was a Clemson Tiger.
Dude, did you know? I hate to like totally interrupt there.
Oh, you're going to get one I missed?
I didn't know. Jamie Lynn Sigler is married to Cutter Dykstra.
Yeah, I remember hearing
that. I did
that.
Not know that.
Boy, those trips to old father-in-law's house.
I tell you what, man. Wow.
Old Nails.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who's is it again?
Former Florida Gator.
Yeah.
Who's the Dallas Cowboy.
Emmitt Smith. Still he's a great dancer, too.
Yeah. He won the Dancing with the Stars with Cheryl Burke.
Yeah.
Well, she's hot. I think she retired, too. Still has the yardage record, all-time yards.
Okay, hold on. 89, rookie year.
Do some math.
22, 67. Is it a big birthday?
No.
59.
58.
57. Ugh, years damn. Old for Emmett, just like your favorite condiment there.
Foot. Well, foot.
Legendary sportscaster is going to retire in a couple years.
I thought Pete Hannity.
Well, besides him. It's not his birthday.
Oh.
I thought we were going to meet him at the Marconis, but he doesn't go to him. It's the birthday of Dan Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Patrick Pugh Aloysius Miller III.
Aloysius.
Yeah, this is his full name. Dan Patrick Pugh Aloysius Jr. III.
I believe the Black Eyed Peas did a song about his name. That's Fergalicious, my bad. I said that.
I want to hear that now.
Fergalicious.
That should be a brand of aloe vera lotion.
Aloysius.
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 Aloysius. Aloysius. Dan Patrick, actor as well. You may have seen him in Happy right. Gilmore 1 and 2.
He's in all those. Says here the back row can suck it, whatever that means.
Big birthday?
It is a big birthday.
65. Or Paige, go 70.
I don't know, 70.
65. Says here, why'd you leave, Sexton? 70 years old for Dan Patrick.
Good job. I gave you this.
I don't know.
This one here. Boss hates this guy. Probably his arch nemesis.
Jesus.
Of all time, besides him.
Mm.
He was a baseball player, this guy.
Joe Carter?
His role.
You
know, there was a certain incident with this fellow.
Gaylord Perry.
Nope.
George Brett.
George Brett.
He hates George Brett?
Oh, yeah, he hates George
Brett. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Who's his favorite role?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know who his favorite is.
Probably,
Is it Tukes?
See, Prince Andrew.
God dang.
Shot him, Marty. That's my favorite role. George Brett. I met him at the Hootie Tournament in 2004.
I've never heard a good thing about George Brett.
He wasn't the nicest person, but, you know.
Yeah.
He looks like Chris Everett in the face.
He kind of go to hell now.
Really?
Yeah.
He's fake nice to everybody now.
Okay, he was a rookie in 75, which was the year I was born. And I would imagine he was probably 23 then, so that puts him at being born in 54, which would bring it to, is he 72 or 71? One of those two. I'll go half credit on either, Paige.
71.
He's 73 years old today.
Damn.
Also, happy birthday to Chaz Palminteri, who's 74. But
Chaz Palminteri, oh,
yeah.
God, I was thinking of Cher's son. I was like, boy, that really ages you faster when you turn into a man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We got a couple Saturday birthdays. We'll start with Megan Fox.
By the way, Chaz Palminteri, Bronx Tale. God dang it, boy, what a movie.
He's good, man.
Yeah. Paige, you go first. I think it went first. Everyone.
You said Megan Fox?
Yep.
MGK, old lady.
Godfather of Harlem, Chaz Palminteri was great.
I don't know. I'll say 40.
I'll say 44.
Well, it is a big one. She is 40 years old 40. Tomorrow. Wow. She's going to be 40.
She has beautiful eyes.
She's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
She's
really like piercing eyes.
That's the first thing to look at.
Well, I mean, really, I can't think. Does she have big boobs? I don't know. Does she have a big butt? I don't know.
She just I don't think so. She might be engorged, and that's what I was looking at.
Oh, really? She took a Lady Viagra.
Oh, my God.
That was interesting. I never knew that.
I never knew that.
She just keep a list on your phone or in a notepad or something of things you've always wondered, and bring them in here. Let's just Google it stuff day, man. It's
I like that.
Who is this?
This is Janet Jackson. Did not want to be in her brother's movie. I think they should have said tough ass and put you in it anyway.
Yeah.
You can act like you're in the family sometimes and then not.
I don't think the Jackson kids were allowed to talk in like adult voices in the house because they all whisper when they talk. Have you noticed that? Like they all whisper. What's your name, Daddy? Like Joe's like, don't you raise your voice, boy? Don't you do it? Don't do
maybe
it,
they, yeah, they kind of Jermaine's whisper. In the
name. He was a bastard, according Tyra. To most people. Joe Jackson, not Shoeless.
Well, you couldn't read, so.
Well, Janet Jackson, known for nipple slippage.
That wasn't her fault.
Okay.
Timberlake pulled too hard. That sucker fell out. It kind of flopped out.
58?
Knocker 15, flopper.
59.
It's a big one.
60.
60 years old.
God, she was Lil Penny on Good Times.
What's up, Lil Penny?
And it was Arnold's or Willis's girlfriend on Different Strokes.
Willis.
I don't know if it was Willis or Arnold. Probably Willis. They were probably closer in age. What's that, Willis?
What's up, Willis? I've only got one Happy Heavenly, and it's going to be Sunday. Bob Saget would have been 70. And also having a birthday Sunday is Sugar Ray Leonard, if you want to guess real quick.
Sugar Ray Leonard, met him too.
Did he live here?
Not that I know of.
I think he's from Spartanburg.
Sugar Ray, no, he's not. Like 72?
73.
70?
Oh.
He's going to be 70 Sunday. Trent Reznor will be 61.
Oh.
I like him.
She don't look like it. Jordan Knight's going to be 56.
Man, that's two new kids in 1 week.
Colonel Tony Parker is going to be 44. Parker. I'm Tony Parker. Look at me. Give me the basketball. Tony Parker.
It is a name like you'd be a colonel. Not like, in like the wartime, but like, you know, someone's agent or something. That's fun.
That's a fun voice to do, Colonel Tony Parker.
Tony Parker.
Give me the ball.
Come on. Tony Parker. Give me the ball, Dennis Rodman. Rodman played with him. That's right.
Three-pointer by Colonel Tony Parker.
Tony Parker to Victor Wembanyama.
Wimbanyama.
Bambalam.
Some bitches so tall, he can catch it real high.
By the way, Cutter Dykstra is 36 to her 45, so nice.
Did he ever have a career, baseball-wise? I don't think so.
I think he was already, I think he retired as a National. If he's still free agent. So I guess, what does that mean, though? Like, If someone hasn't played in the NFL in like 8 years, but you go to their Wikipedia page, it says an American football player, not former, but an American football player who is currently free agent, but their last team was like in 2021. They're just unemployed, right?
Yeah, I don't think they ever like officially retired, maybe.
So don't call yourself unemployed anymore, folks. You're a free agent.
That's right.
It sounds better. I'm a free agent, guys. I'm a free agent man.
Turn that into a song.
Free agent man. I don't know if she's there.
It's hard to doing your job for you, Dan.
Really, Dan, where are you? We
Dan of Columbia.
Thank you to everybody that listened and called and Facebook and tweeted and Instagram and all that stuff this week. We appreciate it. Thanks again to all our guests this week. That was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. FTR, even though they lost, still a good match.
Nice now guys. We know why they said what they said in here that day. Or they're like, no matter where we wrestle on the card, we're still the main event. And it was the first match of the night.
It was. It was fun, too.
It's like, man, you must have wanted to, like, go right back home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a good time.
Double or nothing. They're not going to lose.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
I think it's next weekend.
Oh, because it's next weekend. Okay. Oh, yeah. Whatchamacallit was last weekend. Okay. All right.
I love wrestling.
It is a love-hate thing, but that's football, too. That's baseball, really that's basketball. It's when your team's losing, you hate it.
Do you watch every minute of it like you used to say?
No.
That's it? That's
I don't watch very much TV. That's why I come in here not knowing about all this world event stuff, because I don't...
No. You go down that rabbit hole, sad.
Well, I mean, you really do, and it sits here and just puts you in a plumb awful mood, and you're like, God dang it, that's why I turned on the TV, is to get out of this oblivion. Crap.
Well, maybe something will happen over the weekend. We'll tell you on Monday.
We'll be back.
Make you happy.
Get the podcast. Get caught up on that. And we'll be back live Monday at 6 a.m. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Say yeah.